Welcome back to Instant Mom, navigating solo foster and adoptive motherhood while attempting a go at sanity. So I am podcasting from my backyard, so you may hear birds and cicadas and neighbor kids, just as a heads up here, some beautiful ambient noise for this episode. So last time, if you listened to the episode that I published a few weeks ago, you heard that we were taking a break from fostering. But surprise, life does not go as planned. And we are actually welcoming a new addition on Friday in about a week. And it is a teenage girl, a 17-year-old girl. So we said we were taking a break. And then I said many months ago that we would probably not do teens, at least until Jack was older. And here we are, back on it again and with a teenager. So you might be wondering, wait, what happened? So I thought I would tell you a little bit about how we got here and a little bit about the girl's story without obviously sharing too much, because she is almost an adult and we really want to be respectful of her privacy and the right to tell her story if and when she wants to and how she wants to. So for the purpose of this podcast, we will call her Michelle, but that is not her real name, just as a heads up. So I've talked about this before, but we are a host family with an organization called Safe Families. And in case you didn't tune in last time, Safe Families is a national organization with lots of local chapters. So there's probably one in your area. And they have approved host families that go through a lot of the same training and background checks that foster parents do. And families who just need a safe place for their kids to stay for whatever reason can be referred to Safe Families and voluntarily give the approved host family temporary guardianship or temporary custody of their children while they do whatever it is that they need to do. So sometimes a parent will need to go to rehab for 30 days. Maybe they need to serve a short jail sentence. Maybe they have to have a surgery and they need someone to watch their children while they're in surgery and recover. Maybe they're homeless and they need someone to watch their kids while they work overtime for a few weeks and save up money. There are all kinds of reasons why parents need this service. But essentially, the point of Safe Families is that it acts as an extended family who can help out a family in need. And it's not foster care. So these are not people that are involved with DCS in any way. And this is something that the biological parents do willingly. It's not a program that's put upon them. And it's completely voluntary. So at any time, they can take their children back in their home. They can see their kids when they want to. They can end their participation in the program. They're really the ones in control. It's a really great program. I do have some criticisms of it. To be perfectly frank, they only accept host families who are Christian, which I'm not a fan of. I am Christian, but I also believe that it is unchristian-like to discriminate against non-Christians. And in fact, before I became a Christian and when I was an atheist, I tried to become a host family with them, and they very politely told me that they only accept faith-based families, and that really sucked, frankly. I would really love for them to change their mission to be more welcoming to host families of any religion. But just to be clear, they help families of any faith, of any lifestyle, of any orientation. So anyone can get help through their organization. You just have to be Christian to become a host family. And it sucks. And that part really stinks. But they are the only organization I know of, aside from foster care, that does something like this, where a volunteer family takes in a child and sometimes takes in the entire family for, you know, up to a year or more, or sometimes just a few days or a few weeks. So, you know, I am happy to help the families, even though I wish they would change their mission. So that was a long ramble about Safe Families. But in any case, Michelle came to us through Safe Families. but it's a little different in her case because it wasn't her parents who actually came to Safe Families and indicated that they needed help. Michelle is a self-placement, meaning she had the maturity and the courage to know that living with her mom or her dad was not a safe idea and was not in her best interest, and she needed some stability. And she's been more or less homeless for quite a while, just sort of bouncing around from friend to friend. And I just think it's incredible that at 17, she had the maturity to say, hey, I need something stable and I need help. And that's how she found Safe Families. And so I met her several weeks ago and got to meet her and the caseworker and a Safe Families representative, and we just got to know each other a little bit, and I really liked her immediately. Just like so poised and clearly so smart and so mature, and I just thought it was really amazing the things that she's been able to accomplish while being homeless, and you know, just the maturity of the decision that she was making. And so then yesterday she came over to our house and saw our house for the first time and met Jack and met some of our neighbors, and we had dinner and talked more. And I just really felt like it was going to be a great fit. And so she is moving in a week, and we are so excited. She's just really great. Like, she likes nerdy things. She likes superheroes and Vampire Diaries and Shawn Mendes. And she was talking about how she wants to buy fancy teacups because she really likes to drink tea, and she wants to have like a real tea party with fancy sandwiches. And I'm like, girl, sold. Like, absolutely. And she just seems like a really great kid. Now, I realize that all teenage girls probably have some level of mischief in them. God knows I did. I was a terrible teenager. So I'm not so naive that I think, you know, she or any teenager is going to be perfectly behaved and perfect. But I think she's really got her head on straight and has big goals in life, and has demonstrated already that she's worked really hard to get to those goals. And just so excited to be able to help her out and give her some stability and, you know, maybe give her that feeling of I hate to say a mother, because she still, you know, talks to her mother and has some kind of relationship with her mother. And so I don't want to say that I'm would ever replace that or would want to be her mother, but to give her more of a traditional feeling of parental support, I guess. So yeah, we're excited. Her high school is virtual for the time being. So it'll be Michelle and I together here at the house doing our work during the day. She's got a job that she works part-time, so we'll help, you know, get her to and from her work. And then we'll just kind of see how it goes. But I am so excited and really not nervous, strangely enough. I just felt a really good connection with her, and she's just super laid back and easy to be around and just the sweetest thing in the world. So it was funny when she was in when I was giving her the tour, and she saw this bookcase that we have in the family room, and it has a lot of books on it. She's like, oh my gosh, are those all yours? And it was just really sweet because I didn't think it was that impressive. I don't even have all that many books. It's not like it's a wall of books, but she thought it was just like the coolest thing in the world. So yeah, I will have a 3-year-old and I will have a 17-year-old. So, you know, you just never know what plans God has in store for you. I thought I was done for a while. I thought we wouldn't have teens in this house until Jack was almost a teen, and here we are. And I am so glad for it and so excited. You know, at first, I'll be honest, I wanted to just say, you know, she sounds great, but I don't think we're in a position to help right now. And I had a lot of really good excuses. Well, it's COVID, and, you know, we don't want to risk another exposure, and we're not really sure what's going to happen with Jack's school, and there's so much uncertainty up in the air. It's not a good time. And then I really started to kind of beat myself up over that because, you know, we're here in this home that I got specifically because it's much bigger and has 4 bedrooms that we could have people here. And, you know, I always say that my personal motto is to be disruptively hospitable and generous as much as I can be. And so it was just the right thing to do. I couldn't say no in good conscience. It's like, if I have the resources and the space to help, and if I'm going to be so bold as to tell everybody my motto is to be radically hospitable and disruptively generous, I can't say no. And then once I met her, I was like, I don't want to say no. Like, she's really great. And I am so excited that she gets to be part of our family for however long this is. So, I'm happy I'm doing that. And I'm sure the anxiety will come at some point. It always does. But that's when I just have to like lean into prayer and lean into Jesus and know that He's got me and He's got this and He has this all planned out. And I just need to like hang on for the ride. And actually just a testament to His plan and my faith, was telling my mom today. So I told her several weeks ago that I was considering this and she was not pleased. And, today when she came over, I told her that I had made the decision and was going to say yes. And shocked as can be, she took it really, really well. And I was really proud of her for taking it so well. And I was so relieved because her approval and her support means so much. And I have been praying really hard on it the past couple of days that she could support us, even if it's not the choice that she would have made herself. So I'm really thankful for that. And just so excited to have a girl in the house. Like, she likes watching Netflix and she wants to have a tea party. And I'm like, oh my gosh, can we have like, you know, trashy reality TV binge watching nights and have our tea together? This is going to be so great. So I'm really, really excited to help out and to get a front row seat into the amazing things that she's going to do in her life. So that is my story there. And we'll see what else happens, right? Who knows? That's the great thing about life is you never know what surprises are around the corner. And I'm just excited to see this story unfold. So if you have any questions, as always, please feel free to send them into elizabeth.friedland@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Instagram @efriedland. And we always encourage people to help out kids however they can, whether you're interested in becoming a foster parent, maybe a respite parent, maybe you've heard about safe families today and you feel like that could be a good fit for you. But there are so many more kids than there are willing families. And it does not take a perfect person or even a special person to say yes. It just takes a naively optimistic person to say yes. So if you have any questions and you're considering this, please reach out. I'd love to help people who are considering taking the leap. So thanks again, and we will see you next time.